Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's Wednesday, D'Anthony. We were supposed to have a guest on today.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a guest on today, and the day prior...
Yesterday.
Emailed and said, hey, is it possible for either us to test everybody in your office,
yep,
or for me to wear a mask, or for the client to wear a mask for the whole time? We're like, no.
No.
That is definitely not possible.
And not only that, but the person wanted to bring tests for us, all of our employees.
Yeah, which I appreciate. At least they weren't passing the buck, right? Like, it's a completely delusional thing to do, but at least they were paying for
it. That's $20 a test. Like, if you're going to CVS to get those, you're going to buy them for everybody here? That's a lot.
It seems like a lot of work for something. We also found out today that from this giant Israeli study that mRNA vaccines don't work on Omicron.
Yeah, it's hit and miss with all this shit. And again, we don't care about, you know, if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. Yeah. Like, don't care. Do what you want. It's your body, your choice. Yeah. However, would you ask to be on a show and then say, hey, awesome, man. Thanks for letting me be on the show. Can you guys all take COVID tests and I'll buy them for you? Like,
yeah,
are we there yet as a society?
My only request was that this person take some tests of our choosing. But
this is true, by the way.
Since we are not going to, like, we're not going to blow the person up for it. I think it's silly, but it's not a big deal. I didn't actually say that, but that would have been really funny to
take an AIDS test.
If somebody does something like that and it happens that they're kind of a dick, this person is not a dick at all.
No.
If they were kind of a dick about it, then I would be like, yeah, just, and I would put it on fucking legal letterhead. Like, we actually request these tests as well.
STDs. So they're all STD tests is what we require.
Yeah, you're right. Ivan Huerta says Jared Taylor was the guest. You're right. Let's see. What was the other thing up there? Somebody said that was funny. Shit. Well, anyways, we're not talking to that person today about whatever they wanted to talk about. Instead, we're going to talk about penguins. And this one, by the
getting
way,
cucked.
This didn't come from me. I know I've got a bird thing, but this wasn't me.
Yeah, this wasn't you, by the way.
It was fake Dan talking
about it. We walked in to, can penguins get cocked?
Yeah.
There's a question mark at the end of that, by the way. Because we don't know. I don't know the answer, Delco.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there should be a question mark at the end of this.
Well, I do know the answer.
You do know the answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have not seen the video. Bob, is there a way that you can pull up the video?
That's a different video.
Are we allowed to see it on TV or on YouTube?
That's also a different video that he has pulled up right now.
Is that a beaver getting fucked?
That is a...
that looks like a beaver getting stepping on a duck or some shit.
What that's the wrong video, Rob.
What is that, Rob? Is that just your own personal shit that you're going through?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the video that we had Nick do some research, and he found... I'm sorry, you wanted to see penguins getting cucked.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a specific penguin you needed to see cucked.
I'm talking about the video that went viral like 2-3 years ago of this penguin confronting the man or the other penguin that was cucking him and getting his ass beat. Made the waves all through Twitter. It was the saddest video I've seen on social media.
And this is a penguin getting raped.
Right? No, it's the video I am referring to is a video of a penguin getting his ass beat and then having his woman fucked by another penguin.
Okay.
But the video that Nick pulled up is a penguin getting raped. Yes.
That
is another one. Yeah. For sure. And we'll talk about that at some point. The question was, do penguins get cucked? And it turns out that not only do they get cucked, sometimes they get murdered. And sometimes they get raped by entirely different species, which we'll get to in a few.
And there's videos of this, and these are on YouTube right now?
Yeah, we'll just pull them up, whatever.
So we're allowed to...
No idea.
We just won't monetize it, you know?
Wanathan S, by the way.
It's going to cost us 12 cents.
Yeah, exactly. Wanathan S is asking, what is the Ghost Bed bundle? Ghostbed.com.
I think he's trolling you.
Off.
He's trolling you because yesterday you said you were tired of people asking.
Here's the deal. I love Wanathan so much it hurts inside, and I've never thought of it.
I mean, it's technically accurate. It's Spanglish, I guess.
Yeah, it's Spanglish.
So why not?
Big fan. Ghostbed.com/Shringer Bros bundle package.
I don't know what to tell you.
Pull up this. I want to see this penguin rape video. There's steam coming off the head like this is Lambeau Field. Like this is about to be a match.
So this is maybe the video Dan's talking about. Dan really wasn't very specific at all.
Are there multiple fighting over mate videos?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, but this
quite
one,
a few.
This one, I'm told, and I haven't ever seen it before, but I'm told that a penguin shows up and sees his fucking wife or whatever getting plowed by some other dude, and then they get into a fight, and he gets muck-ducked. He gets murdered by the other penguin.
Really?
That's very specific, Bob. You said
very specific, Bob.
That's what happened. You know, it's happened more than once.
Well, what are you going to do?
What was the first one you had up of that beaver?
It looks like a beaver on
its hind leg.
It's a sea lion, yeah. So it turns.
Show that while Dan Delco finds the other. Yeah,
we can't.
Video.
Same computer, we can't do it.
Yeah,
oh, you can't.
We can. Nick, can you go over there and talk into the microphone and explain what all happens here with these fucking sea lions? Is he over there?
Nick is over there. I don't know why he's plugged into YouTube like that. Pull those things out of his ears. Plugged into YouTube? You need to hear us like normal people. you being on a 45-second delay does nothing for us.
He likes the delay.
So I was scrolling through YouTube Shorts the other night, and I came across this page. Apparently it's a TikTok page where this guy talks about like animal facts.
Okay.
And he was talking about how everybody was like, oh, but look, baby sea lions look so cute. And he's like, are we not going to talk about what they do when they get older? Mm. So with the sea lions, there's one alpha who fucks all the women. And then you have little males who try and do it, but then get either killed or eaten or like disowned.
I can understand.
So all
that.
The other
it's the Beachmaster is what it's called. Yeah. And then there's the other ones are the sneaky fuckers I was talking about.
So all
about
the other males, they have to find it elsewhere. So what they ended up doing, and I don't know how long it's been going on, but they rape penguins.
I found the video.
Okay, so sea lions, real quick, I'm gonna answer this. A real territorial. At my place in LA, I lived on Marina Del Rey, and there was decks that went out right into the marina. Tons of sea lions every day. If a sea lion wanted that spot on the dock, they would knock off the other sea lions and they would be like, they would jump and they would be like, all right, great, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Mm. So that I understand, but I've never seen a video of it.
This is a video of them raping penguins.
Okay, great. So let's see this one first.
Oh, well, we got the cuck video up first.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Let's go
with the cuck.
Yeah, this is the cuck video.
Sure.
All right, one? All right, so here's the cuck video.
Now, can you explain what's happening?
Every September,
200,000
penguins flock here to fix up their nests. And
this is full Nat Geo. Okay.
Life here
These
is
are the
good.
Dirty penguins, too. These aren't the clean, like, Disney ones you see.
Oh, he's patting that ass. Yeah. You see that shit?
Yeah.
That's a good move. Oh.
But this husband has come home to find his wife with another penguin.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
It's like fucking Jerry Springer.
His strategy is simple. Batter the homewrecker until he flees.
Batter the homewrecker until he flees.
Most birds have hollow bones in their wings to make them lighter for flight. But penguins don't fly.
See, wow. They use the wings for weapons. Bones.
Shit, dude.
They use them like baseball bats to club each other, delivering up to 8 blows a second.
God damn, dude. That's...
Thick blubber helps protect vital organs from the pummeling.
Are they going to show one of these things fucking dying?
Still.
I've never seen a look like of happiness like this on your face, Delco.
The love rivals call to the female to let her decide the victor.
She picked.
She chooses the homewrecker.
Yeah, she chooses the homewrecker. Okay.
I was led to believe that this
it was
not...
a death.
...stands to lose the mother of his children.
It's not over.
Oh, it's not over. He's going back.
This fight isn't over yet. With the homewrecker hiding in the burrow, the only way to get to him is with a beak attack.
A beak attack. I like that.
Penguins usually use their beaks to gouge...
Now there's starting to be a lot of blood for the audio listeners. Jesus Christ. Gouging out eyes. This reminds me of like a Cowboys parking lot.
Yeah.
After one of their many losses in the playoffs.
What's going on with this female penguin that they're willing to fight this hard?
I don't know. There is a lot of blood here. A lot of blood.
Is a prime target.
See, Bill Schofield in chess says, why am I laughing so hard at this?
He makes one last plea for the female.
There is so much fucking blood and the eyes are missing. How are you going to fuck at that point? Because you can't even see anymore. The eyes are all beaked out. In the cold. Oof.
That sucks.
He'll lick his wounds and move on.
Yeah, you got to move on after that. In a colony, I mean, you're not going to get those eyes back, obviously, but...
I'm a little bummed that it was a knockout by decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a fucking Mortal Kombat style finishing move.
But when you're missing your eyes and shit and there's that much blood, I understand it. Like, I clearly understand why.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. There's like, there's what, 160,000 penguins? Why get your eyes pecked out of your skull? Like,
yeah.
How good was that penguin pussy?
Yeah. You got to wonder, penguins have cloacas though, right? So you're doing anal pretty much every time
as
well.
It's a pussy and an asshole. Yeah. That's how good that pussy was.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So it's, you know, lubricated like a vagina, but tight like an asshole.
Sure. And what was the other video that was pulled up of that beaver? Or was that the sea lion?
It's a sea lion. Yeah.
Okay. Pull that fucking thing up.
Yeah. This is,
I'm going to be honest. I was amped about the penguin video. Like, that was great.
Yeah, that was good. This better not disappoint.
This is just it. This is...
Oh, God. I don't know, like,
you cut the audio off?
Yeah, cut the audio off.
No,
oh,
no,
Jesus
fine.
Christ. So is he's... that thing's really fucking that penguin.
That's it. That's the...
So penguins got... Penguins have rough lives.
Dude.
Like, it wasn't all Morgan Freeman. You know what I mean?
No, man.
There's a lot of shit going on there. Man, I feel bad for penguins now. I've said a lot of horrible things about penguins over the years. And I take
the Kardashians rented them for a winter party.
Here, Ross, here's a Penguin Hope solo shot for you.
Oh, shit.
That's a penguin's asshole.
That's a penguin's asshole, huh?
I don't even know if I can show that.
No, I wouldn't. since there's human fingers in it, I probably... Not no. in the ass, in
I
the
mean,
picture.
I mean, it's real close. Yeah. It's around the pink. It's around the rim.
Well, here's the video again of just a penguin.
God damn it, dude.
Is that Tony Baker guy going to make a voiceover of this?
Just really going after it.
Somebody just...
And everybody's just standing around watching. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, one of them was clapping, it looked like.
Yeah.
Play that again.
God damn it, dude. This is hump day. This is Wednesday. This is what you get, kids. Yeah. Welcome. Holy shit. Before I walked into the office, I was not expecting that today. I was expecting a gentle conversation with a lady today, and that did not happen.
Sometimes life just works out that way. You know, it's a little blessing.
Speaking of which, how about that guy that was buck naked for the Browns that went into a kid's school?
Yeah, that's a weird story. I still haven't heard a real explanation of what happened. I know that he went into like a child development center, which is basically like a preschool, right? And then he had no clothes on, and then the police arrested him. He's laughing his ass off.
I took my kid to preschool today. As a father, that haunts me. But I will say this. You have to get through like 9 layers of security for like 3 different doors to open. This seems like a bath salt situation or PCP.
Yeah, something.
A couple years ago. Yeah, pop that up on screen, Bob. Is that blurred out? Because they've got him buck naked, handcuffed. They had to tase him 2 times. This motherfucker is big.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a DB or something like this. This was like a defensive lineman. There we go. That's not blurred out. You're going to have to use a TMZ shot for that. you can't show that.
The guy's name is Malik McDowell.
Yeah. They had to take him to the hospital to get him checked out. And then he was eventually checked, booked into the jail, and now he's freed on bond. But this has got to be some type of PCP stitch. There we go. I mean, that's a large man coming at you. You got to tase that guy twice.
Yeah, I guess he punched a deputy in the face a bunch of times, and the eyes, he doesn't know if his eye is going to be fine or not. I don't know.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because it took quite a few guys to get this guy down.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to really fuck him up, I guess.
He just got tasered in 2019.
Did he really?
Yeah, DUI tasered. Mm. So maybe he's just, I don't know. Maybe the guy just likes electricity.
Maybe.
Just a big fan of getting electrocuted.
either way. I wish you would have showed this much heart on the field for the Browns this year.
Yeah,
you didn't make the playoffs.
Yes.
You need this type of attitude. You need this nude attitude on the field, not so much at a child's facility.
This isn't the first time a celebrity or athlete has stumbled into a weird place, right? Or a place they shouldn't be, I guess. Like Anne Heche did a bunch of fucking ecstasy and woke up on some dude's couch, I guess, or something, and he called the cops, which is a weird reaction to that situation.
And for those of you at home, Bob, pull up a picture of Anne Heche.
She used to be didn't she date
great actress?
Didn't she date Harrison Ford for a while? But no, that's the other skinny one.
Yeah, no, she dated Harrison Ford, I think.
Well, before he got together with that super skinny girl,
Calista Flockhart.
Yeah,
they've been together for a while, but. I think Anne Heche also dated Ellen.
If I'm not mistaken. That sounds right, yeah.
Pop her up. There you go. That's a great photo, Bob. This one I can never get over. Because homeboy called the cops.
Yeah.
He gets home. Anne Heche has broken into his house.
Mm-hmm.
She took a shower, put on his bathrobe.
Right.
And then was on a couch and was just like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to watch a movie and just chill?
I think so. People would say, by the way, that's the sign of somebody that's mentally disturbed.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that person seems very happy.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a situation where you don't fear just, I guess, kind of low-key casual consequences, that usually means you are pretty happy. Like you've got a good balance of what a real threat is versus just enjoying your life, I feel like, at that point. Now, I'm not telling you to do a bunch of Molly and stumble into some stranger's home.
No.
Because you'll probably get shot in the face because you're not fucking famous.
Probably. Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're a super hot girl and you're trying to fuck, that's probably a good way to do it.
Look, fame-wise, I've only heard of it a couple times.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., but that was tragic. He was asleep in some kid's crib or something like that. Then the parents were like, yo, dude.
They weren't thrilled about that.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe now it would be fine.
Because he's Iron Man?
Yeah, but not then. You know what I mean? Not back then.
The other one was...
How famous does a dude have to be, or how cool does a dude have to be, that you wouldn't get mad if you came home and they had broken into your home?
Perfect segue. So what I was just about to say was the one time that I heard that it was awesome for everyone involved was John Belushi filming... God damn, what was the movie? They were in suits. I just watched it. Like 2 months ago.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah. So he's filming Blues Brothers. They're in Chicago and he gets just fucking crocked. I mean, full drugs, alcohol, booze, everything, yeah. whatever. And he stumbled into somebody's house and went to sleep on their couch. And one of the, like, he was so famous in Chicago. The guy, I guess, he was married or whatever, and he picks up the phone and he called production and was just like, hey, I know Belushi's in town. You guys are, you know, shooting Blues Brothers. He blacked out on my couch. Can you guys come get him? Didn't call the police. Didn't do any of that shit. And it was Belushi, so it was just allowed. Like, everybody in Chicago loves Belushi, and it was just like, oh, shit. Because I was thinking about this today with a football player. Who would be the dude who could get away with it today? McConaughey? Bill Murray? Like, if Bill Murray showed up fucked up at your house, he'd be like, cool, man. Just sleep in the living room.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised either if that happened.
No.
Which is probably, I mean, there's probably some kind of intersection between fame and likability.
Yes.
Where it becomes okay.
Yeah.
I don't know which is which, but I feel like at the time, Anne Hayes was pretty famous.
Yes.
And she was also probably hotter than somebody, the average person that you would just run into on a normal day-to-day basis.
Yeah, right? Like, I remember looking at the guy who called the cops on her, and I was like, what are you calling the cops for? It's
yeah,
the best day of your life.
Yeah, I mean, just like, she asked him if she could stay there and drink wine and watch a movie with him or some shit, and instead he called the police.
She was already showered. She was clean.
Yeah.
In his own bathroom.
Yeah, it's not like she's like, it's not like she's had a psychological break and she's sitting in her own fucking dirty diapers.
Yeah. It's not like she was sitting in her own feces after being under an underpass.
Yeah.
Or an overpass for 3 days.
I don't get this one at all. I don't understand what the guy, I mean, maybe he's just like, I don't want to accept any responsibility for what's happening here, I guess is a reasonable thing to say. But I also feel like you have some duty. If a person's doing something that's stupid but not malicious, and that person contributes to society in some way, right?
Yeah.
Like entertaining or maybe they're a community leader, maybe they're Martin Luther King, you know, cream pieing 16-year-olds or whatever it
sure.
is. You got to kind of fucking keep that to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's your civic duty to allow people to get away with shit.
Yeah.
If it's not like, it's like Varsity Blues, right? Like, if are my boys too much for you, or whatever the fuck you said, like, those people are important to the community, I guess. They're not really, they're fucking high school, college kids, right? But if it's like, if it's not that big a deal, and nobody got hurt here.
No.
Right?
No.
Well, when I say here, I mean the Anne Hayes situation. I'm not talking about the giant dude who beat up a deputy sheriff and showed his cock to a bunch of children.
Right.
Not that that was necessarily his intent. I have no idea. I'll ask him whenever he gets out of prison. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like you don't have to. I like police officers. They see like a bunch of guns and drugs in the back of my car and they're like, oh, he's not doing anything
fine.
Bad with that. He's just going to do the drugs and have the guns
and be on, his merry way.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there was a guy running for office in New Orleans who started running ads last night.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Of him smoking weed on camera, which is great. It's in Louisiana.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Wait, what are the weed laws in Louisiana?
So New Orleans, I know, just passed.
I'm sure it's decriminalized.
Yeah, it is. So it's if you have a small amount on you, you're fine or whatever. Mm. But he wants to completely legalize it, which, look, everybody else should. I don't know why the fucking president doesn't do it. Any president, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't, Republican or Democrat. Yeah. It's just free money.
It would be, it's an executive order. All they do is issue an executive order that changes marijuana, THC, whatever, from a class or a Schedule 1 narcotic to a Schedule 4 narcotic.
Yeah.
Then it would be over.
And then just tax it.
Yeah.
Tax it and you can have money for education, roads, whatever the fuck you're going to do with it. I don't really understand what? That.
Do you want it?
Video?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Play it. Here we go.
Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws. Over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Every 37 seconds.
Just like me. I love it. And it's a, if you were just listening to the audio show, it's a huge spliff that guy's smoking.
Oh, yeah. That was.
It's not even like a tiny hand roll joint. That is a fucking cigar size.
For a single human being to smoke that all, that's a pretty.
I think that's a fake. Maybe. Looking from the cherry on the butt of that, it would be a blunt, and it looks like from a full tobacco leaf or a gaba leaf is what that appears to be. I think that's tobacco in there.
It's not fake.
It's not fake.
Georgia, no, tobacco smoke isn't that thick. Show him exhale. That's not. Yeah. God, Giorgio, shut the fuck up. Why are you ruining this for me?
This is crazy, Giorgio. He's trying to do something good. And it's like ripping the fucking cape off of Superman.
Also,
dude.
Nobody's smoking a pure tobacco leaf wrapped fucking cigar basically like that. They're not deeply inhaling and blowing out thick smoke.
Damn it,
it's
Giorgio.
Weed, bitch.
This Damn is where it. Giorgio gets political.
It yeah. is. And this is your hill to die on? Is that's not a real fucking spleef?
I didn't want this to be a plant. I didn't want this to be a false flag opportunity for my people, the Stay marijuana woke. Smokers. I just, you know, it's we've had these kind of people before, these politicians to run on our plant.
Sure.
And I just want to make sure this guy's got our, you know, well, look, messages at the heart.
We always vet our sponsors on this show, by the way. I just got one of them. I think that's because they'll send it to us. One of them that is up is this diet smoke. I got it yesterday. Mm. It's Delta 8. Mm. I have not been down that journey before, but I was talking about it a little bit on Ross Patterson Revolution. Is that it literally just shown up to the office. And some of our people on YouTube were like, hey, be careful. Like, you can still get fucked up off of that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'll take it home and try it. So I tried it last night. I'm a big fan. There wasn't that much difference, Giorgio. It was a 10 milligram edible. Did he run out of here? Did he make a statement, a false statement about marijuana and then just run out?
I'm right here.
Okay.
And I'm on a lot of marijuana today. So
a ton.
Just a ton.
Explain the difference between real marijuana and Delta 8.
I had no effect from Delta 8. Most of my experience with it is in edibles. I eat them and they kind of make me sleepy. Don't really ever make me high. It doesn't taste good. So
the ones I had last night were fucking incredible. The taste was amazing.
No, I'm talking about smoking. It doesn't taste good.
I didn't smoke Delta 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are edibles. They come in a jar and they were 10 milligrams a piece. And I took one last night. And I was like, oh shit, this is exactly. Here's exactly where I want to be. I want to have a few seltzers, hard AF seltzers, 8%, and then one of these things, and then I'm good for the evening. Mm. Like, I can really fucking slip into the evening. Big fan of that company, by the way. I'm going to hit them back and be like, hey, let's rock.
Yeah, are you going to try two?
Yeah, I think that's my next journey, Giorgio, because everything you do now has to be a journey, so I think that's my next journey.
Okay, you should vlog about it.
From bed? Just, oh, hey, here I am, guys. I'm in my bed. I got my fucking ghost bed kicked up, man. It's fucking awesome. Speaking of which, Ghost Bed's our first sponsor today, Dan. Mm-hmm. The bundle package is 40% off, Juan. Juanathon. Juanathon, that is 40% off. You get the adjustable base. You get the mattress that is coming to your house in a box. Just drag it in your room, open it up, and you're good to go for the best night's sleep you've ever had in your entire life. If you're thinking to yourself, I can't afford that, Ross. I'm poor. I'm Mexico poor. I'm going through some hard shit in my life, okay? Stop talking about mattresses. That is unachievable right now. You're wrong. It isn't. They've got a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest, as long as you have Delco credit. Just a little, just enough that it registers, okay? Otherwise, if you don't want the adjustable base, if you want to be a loser, that's fine. You can get 30% off everything in the entire store, which is the promo code DRINKITBROS at checkout. And that's everything. So if you want pillows, sheets, just a mattress, or if you want to combine those, you can get 30% off. But the adjustable base is the one that's going to get you 40% off. Go to ghostbed.com/DRINKITBROS today. Next up, D'Anthony, I want to talk about the box you've been working on. I just ordered it last night.
Well, it's not me. Brittany did all of it.
Robox.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
It's fucking rad, dude. I just ordered it last night.
Yeah, Brittany just set that whole thing up and ask for pictures and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what they
did
were for.
Did she do the shirts? Because
yeah,
everybody
a couple,
wants that
yeah.
shirt. That's she what I want. I want the fucking shirt.
The one shirt with the in the middle there, and then the Budweiser shirt that says Drinking Bros across.
That's what I want.
Yeah, she did all those.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I ordered it, and I'm ready to rock. $39.99 a month. Yeah. You'll get a new box every single month, new merch, new gear, everything else. Go to drinkingbros.com for that. Or if you just want to peruse our entire catalog of hits, get a ton of new merch up there. Put the bro box on screen. There it is. Boom, look at that. If we can find a way to smuggle a can of seltzer in there, we got those extra cans, those shitty ones. We bought them. Maybe we can slip a can
into the bro box. I don't know if we can do that, but we can definitely put
it's probably against the law.
We're definitely going to put cards in there from time to time, like golden tickets, where you win stuff. There's going to be exclusive discount codes and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. No. So I'm amped, but yeah, that bro box is dope, dude. I'm stoked. I ordered it last night because a lot of people don't understand. We have to order our own shit. Mm. Otherwise,
to make sure it works.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just fucking siphoning off of people. Mm. Like that diet smoke, I'm going to order some more of that shit. You get like a little sample and be like, all right, cool. But yeah. Man, I was amped about that. Last but not least, hardafseltzer.com coming at you next month. Go there now, sign up for the mailing list, and you'll find out what stores it's in, where it's going to be sold, all that fun stuff. Boom, pop that up on screen right now. Congratulations. Very, very close to the launch, February 13th, if you're in Austin, Texas. We're doing it at Austin Tally's Bar, WTF, downtown for the Super Bowl. That'll be all day for the Super Bowl. You can try all the flavors, all the fun stuff. He was asking how many cases. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Austin about that. That's a good question. Whatever's left over, we'll just keep.
Obviously. But and what do we get? I mean, how many do you... Because you always wonder how much people can actually drink. Like, Lázaro López is going.
Yeah.
That guy's good for a 12-pack on his own.
I don't know about eight, but he's good. He's good for a bunch. Yeah. There's usually about, 150 to 300 people there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, we'll have to see. We'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should make an event thing on Eventbrite and have people RSVP so we know how many people are coming.
Oh, up. Yes. We'll do a...
Or whatever.
One site. Of those launch things on Facebook.
Yeah.
You've partied with Lázaro López. How many beers does that guy drink throughout a game? I haven't been to a game with him yet.
I'm not keeping tally.
Yeah, that's like asking a rancher how many heads of cattle he has.
You know that answer. Watching Yellowstone, it's 89.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not how that works. Yeah, what are you talking about?
They count the fucking cattle every single night.
Yeah, but it's rude to ask. It's like asking me if I've killed people before. No.
I mean, I'll say it's pretty noticeable in the tub or the cooler that's getting a little lighter.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay. All right.
And does his mullet grow as he gets drunker? How's that work?
Like Samson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the source of most of his strength. He's got sturdy legs as well.
Yeah.
But I think it mostly comes from the mullet.
He's got a sturdy base for sure. There was a drinking bro that partied with him and I was like, how was it? And he goes, man, that guy just fucking drinks, man. Mm. He can really go. He'll be there.
Yeah.
Thinking about having Mike the Cop and Tansy out here as well. I'm going to hit them up after the show. Everybody will be there. It's going to be an all-day party. Jesus Christ, the Super Bowl is all day.
Can we just offer Mike the Cop drugs all day?
Yes. Yeah, because he's no longer a sworn officer.
He's no longer a sworn officer.
He can't do shit about it.
Because I don't think he'll appreciate it, but yeah, he can't do anything about it. Yeah. So I just want to be like, hey, man, you want this? I got some ecstasy. Like, what do you want?
We'll go out of our way to make him uncomfortable. Just start doing lines at the table.
Yeah.
And things like that. Handing out Molly to people, kids, passing by.
Got to get paid.
Yeah, got to get paid.
My baby was going to stop by.
Yeah.
To the Super Bowl party.
We actually didn't invite your fucking baby.
No, I invite your baby.
Not until it's ready to fight.
I invite your baby.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to see nobody wants to see sausage get made. I want the baby to do its training routine. And then I get to watch the baby fight Delco, and then you can make a documentary about the training, and I'll watch that later.
It's not going to go well for him.
No, it's not going to go well for him.
You got a rebuttal to that, Rob? Are you just going to let your baby get shit-talked?
Yeah.
My baby doesn't need to shit-talk back, all right? He's quiet. He's strong. I'm not worried about it.
I think I want to let them know, the people at home, every photo that you send of Rob's baby in my DMs only fuels me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this on Softcore last night. Dan said he was tired of seeing people's kids in his feed, and he mutes anyone who posts a picture of their kid. So I told the listeners to just send pictures, DM him pictures of my children.
That's great.
Of my child, I should
say. Thankfully, though, some people have reported Rob.
Reported my kid's pictures.
Do you post a lot of your kid?
It's like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Because yeah. out of how many? 4 or 5? Or out of like 10?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
No, I have like hundreds of Instagram photos up.
Certainly, but a lot of them were from before.
The ratio's not great after he was born. I don't got a lot going on.
It happens when you get a new puppy too, I guess, right? New puppy, new car, new baby, whatever.
As a dog dad.
Yeah. For a fur daddy.
Has anybody ever successfully sued for child support for a fucking dog? That's got to be a thing, right?
It has to be.
Can somebody find out if that's a thing?
People who have like added the dog into the divorce law.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
I've known couples that have broken up, and they will have visitation rights for the dogs. For years, too, where you're just like, hey, dude, are you really still grabbing that dog from your fucking ex-girlfriend from 5 years ago?
There is a term, Dan, I didn't invent it, so resist your urge to pull out your weapon and unload it into me.
Well, it's already out, so.
Yeah.
It's called pedimony.
Ah.
And there's no inherent right to maintenance for pets, but it is often arbitrated. So it's common enough that, it happens.
How much could it possibly be? Like, my dog is... become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. No, it's a fucking dog, dude. Dog food costs like $50 a month, so get fucked. What the hell are we talking about here? Like, what are they fucking giving the dog massages and shit?
Well, he's the family dog, and he has hip dysplasia, and it's hard for him to get in and out of bed, so we have to install some stairs at the foot of the bed.
You don't install stairs. You just put them there.
I'll tell you what. So I posted on our Instagram yesterday. Bob, pull up the Drinking Bros Podcast Instagram. Pull up the photo. It was a meme about white people saying goodbye to their dogs.
Yeah. Making out with their dogs, yeah.
And then I'll tell you, when you pull this up on the screen, what your girlfriend wrote.
Oh, yeah. She came at me hard. It was on Facebook, though.
Well, I think it's connected to Facebook. There we go.
Yeah, but it was on her comment is on Facebook, is what I'm saying.
You can't unsee this photo. And that's it's partially why I posted it, too, is I saw it and I was like, oh, fuck. I can't have this just haunt my dreams. Mm-hmm. It's going to haunt everybody's dreams. But she came at you hard and said, this is literally Dan before he goes to work every day.
Right.
Yeah. Do you kiss your dogs on the mouth?
No. But I do pet them and talk to them and shit. Even though it's funny, I have no idea why we're just anthropomorphizing the dog, like putting human qualities on it.
Uh-huh.
But the dog has no concept of time. So I leave for 5 minutes and the dog thinks I've been gone its entire life.
Yeah.
And I leave for 10 hours and they feel exactly the same. So there's no point to telling your dog, hey, I'll be back later. Like, they can understand what the fuck you're saying, but I do it every day.
Do dogs not know time?
No.
They do have a metric for time to an extent.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of like your circadian rhythm, like your internal clock. They understand when it's time to eat. But if you're gone, they don't understand that.
If you're gone relatively the same amount of time every day, like if you work a 9 to 5, they do know when you're coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like a smell diminishment that they're able to measure. But I don't know if that's but I don't know if that's necessarily them knowing time.
No, it's time's not real anyways.
Oof.
But the point is, people talk about this shit all the time. Like, you're fucking nicer to dogs than people. If you reacted the same way that my dog did.
Yeah.
When I gave it attention, then I would give you more attention. How about that? And it would be a lot more positive attention. Like, hey, buddy. And he's like fucking the happiest I've ever seen any creature be.
Yeah.
So there you go. I told you women out there that are mad at fucking dudes that like dogs to start shaking your butt more, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's the solution.
I mean, anytime I come home and I jangle the keys at you.
Yeah.
Hey, Brittany, I'm home. It's fucking, she does actually. She twerks every time I get home. So it's fine. I'm just saying that's advice that probably belongs on our other show.
By the way, I got hit up a lot about the breastrons yesterday.
That's a good word, and I had never heard it before.
I hadn't either.
That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, how have you guys not heard of that?
I know. Hey, when you do a Google search, it literally says, did you mean to say restaurants? So it's not really that big of a thing. However, I was called out over Big Jim's Booby Bungalow in Tennessee. Apparently, it is closed down.
Oh, that's too bad.
And it is no longer.
Sad.
Wait, didn't some dude in Tennessee make a drive-through strip club during the pandemic?
A bunch of people did. Houston had one, too.
Yeah.
Houston had one, and it was made out of the same white tent that you would go and get the rapid COVID test.
So people are showing up. I mean, they may as well have just bought a bunch of tests and then marked them up 20%.
Yeah.
Let the people pee. I mean, I don't know. How do these COVID tests work? You just put some shit up your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put a...
It's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks probably, but it's not.
It's not as bad as they used to be. Like the ones that you had to do at Chappelle.
Yeah.
That was fucking torture.
Jesus.
Like I would have just started admitting to shit had they done it for longer than they needed to.
That was fucking gnarly, man.
But the ones now, because I've gotten COVID tests in the last like 4 months, it's just a quick, like, it's just an ear swab up the nose.
Okay. So it's gotten better?
Like a Q-tip, you mean?
Yeah. Well, today's the day. The Biden's sending out the new
home test. There's a website where you can go get 4 home tests sent to all of your, like,
you can those get, are expensive,
to,
dude.
To each address.
What a waste of fucking money.
Yeah. It's definitely a waste of money, but I feel like we should take advantage of it and all sign up and get our tests and then just pee on them.
Yeah, we can bring them in the office what and have you- a...
Do you
want to
do like a breathalyzer race where we all go do the most COVID sensitive shit to like catch, like we just start kissing hobos and stuff and then
licking railings.
Yeah. And then we come back and whoever has the most COVID wins.
Yeah.
No, does it measure the amount
until
of COVID?
They run out and then we sell them at a markup.
That's another good idea.
I think the only
profiteering
person...
off the misery of others. That's a very American thing.
Oh yeah. It's a very American thing. I think the only person in the office who hasn't got it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you, Giorgio.
That's right.
You're the only one.
Never tested positive for COVID.
And you're the dirtiest out of all of us,
well,
probably.
He smokes a lot of marijuana, and apparently that prevents...
That's what I read. Infection. Marijuana prevents infection.
I've so. Gotten it twice, so that's that seems unlikely to me. Unless it's just flower weed, maybe.
Maybe.
I think I'm just immune.
It's possible some people are immune completely to this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm immune to poison ivy. So yeah, I guess it's possible.
Yeah, he's the Will Smith in I Am Legend.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just built different, Ross.
Come on, dude. I can't even do this. The one picture I was jealous of SHOT Show was Misha Tate was there, I guess, at our buddy's party. Mm. I wanted to see Giorgio take on Misha Tate in the lobby of that fucking hotel and see what would happen.
So it's moved down from Amanda Nunes?
I'm just saying, like she's a great female UFC...
Legend.
At least we would have a measuring stick of like what it is, you know, and because Misha Tate would, I think, would work you as well.
I don't know if she'd be down to just fight me in a lobby, but we could ask.
Well, I mean, after the first couple of punches, she has no choice, right?
Yeah.
Saying. Sometimes you're in a fight whether you want to be or not, homeboy.
So what you're saying is, for the good of the show, I need to assault Misha Tate.
I didn't say that. You did just now.
You did, Giorgio. So. But yes, it's a great idea. It's a great idea, and I would have loved to have seen that go down. But it was weird seeing Tim Kennedy in Vegas working out in a mask.
Ah, yeah.
That hurt my soul. I was like, come on, dude.
Well, so who do you got between Caleb Francis and Misha Tate, the people who were pictured together?
Oh, Misha Tate, for sure. Caleb is too nice.
He doesn't fight.
Yeah.
He's very strong, though.
Very strong.
Strong guy, but he's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. He'd be hard to fight.
Yeah.
He's
and I don't, you have to have a lot of hatred inside of you, like built up.
Yeah.
Like I'll sit on the couch and think about somebody I hated 12 years ago for like something super minor of like 4 minutes. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but I'm definitely like that where I'm like, God damn it. Fuck that guy.
No, your hate keeps you warm at night. That's the whole point.
Yeah. That's what I think. But like I'll think about something that was 4 minutes of my time 12 years ago and be like, oh fuck man. I wish I would have fucked that guy up. I didn't have the time, or I was going somewhere, or whatever it was. But you can't go back, you know?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. If I had like a time machine, I wouldn't go back in time and kill Hitler. I would go back in time and tell myself one-liners to say in the right moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have a much bigger impact on my life.
The reason I bring this up today.
No offense to all you Jews out there. But
yeah, and if my friends are fucking listening to this, doubtful. But from college, I'm on a thread where this girl announced that she got married on Instagram, you know, very, oh, hey, I'm ringing in the New Year's or whatever. And it's obviously a ring emoji and she's getting married or whatever. And, my buddy sent me the screenshot of it and I'm on a thread with like a bunch of friends from college. Mm. And he's like, man, I never got to fuck her. And I really regret it. Mm. And I was like, how long ago was that? And he was like, you know, 20 years, but like still seeing that picture. Made me regret that I didn't get a shot back then. And I was like, all right. I'm like that, but with hatred.
My brain doesn't work that way at all.
Really?
No.
How does yours work then?
Not thinking about stuff in the future. Like, why would you be thinking about shit in the past? That's like looking in your rearview mirror while you're driving.
Yeah, I do that all the time, too.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I want to see what's behind
There's
it.
Nothing back there that you need to know about.
Yeah.
Use the side mirrors if you need to know anything.
So you're advocating just to take the rearview mirror out altogether?
I don't think it should exist.
Okay.
Right? The side, you can see what you need to see out of the side mirrors, and that is to go right or left, but you don't need to look behind you.
You know they take it out of every movie. So when you see a straight-on driving shot,
yeah,
it's gone just because it looks ugly on, mm-hmm. on camera. Yeah, dude. I think you need hatred from the past to fuel the present.
something, right? But it's more just like putting on a pair of shoes, right? Like it's a tool that you're using. The past is a tool that you use to move into the future. And if you think of it any other way, then you're fucked because you're holding on to shit that doesn't benefit you anymore.
Well, this benefited my buddy today, you know?
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
He's lamenting. He's probably married with children. And
he's not. Okay. So he's single, but
either,
I think...
Either way, but he's lamenting some shit that happened 20 years ago. Just go to the wedding and try to break up the wedding and fuck that woman now.
I think he's going to go out and have the best weekend of his life because of this.
Maybe, yeah.
So that's my thoughts on it.
I just think he should go to the wedding.
I don't think he's invited.
And try to bang that girl. Well, sometimes people who aren't invited show up to things. You know what I mean? Like Giorgio, pretty much everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. Don't assault this woman. If you're listening, that's not what I'm saying.
Obviously.
I don't want that to be taken the wrong way, but definitely go to the wedding and try to bang her.
Yeah, speaking of assaulting women, Prince Andrew, he quit all social media today.
Oh, damn, that sucks. He was a good Twitter follow. Fuck it. What did he even post? If you're Prince Andrew, like you're a royal person, but you have no job. So what do you post about?
What do you post all day? If there was an account for the puppet,
yeah.
Now I'd follow the puppet.
Yeah. If it was a TikTok, so to do a little dances and shit.
Because if you don't know, Prince Andrew had a puppet of himself that he would also use to touch the girls before he fucked them and everything else. Respect for that, you know, obviously, because I love a good third person, but not if they're underage, obviously. So
I don't know if that counts as a three-way anyways.
And then there's more shit coming out about this. I wonder if they're just going to drop everything from this trial. Prince Andrew's ex, because now they're going all in, right? Yeah. This is going to be a trial. Prince Andrew's ex says Bill Clinton and Epstein were like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's a huge shock.
Would she mean like brothers or like brothers?
It's an ER.
Oh, shit. Hard R.
Yeah. It's a hard R in this one. It says Clinton was definitely very close to Jeffrey and... Ghislaine, Prince Andrew, and the pedophile. Oh, so this was a documentary. Now, I like when you spell it out in the documentary what it is. Ghislaine, Prince Andrew, and the pedophile. And that aired on Tuesday night in the UK. We don't have titles like that here. And that kind of pisses me off.
No, it'd be a lot more vague and suggestive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something. And it would be stupid. That's what I want. It's just like the pedophile.
Yeah, the British aren't. They don't have time for.
They don't beat around the bush. No.
A Walk to Remember.
That's a movie with Mandy Moore, Giorgio. Okay, and we're not going to tolerate any Mandy Moore slander in this studio today.
It'd just be like like Lies in the Night. You know what I mean? Like what the lies the shadows told. Like just something dumb.
There's so many pictures because they're in this documentary. They're going through all the pictures. Like, there's so many pictures of Epstein in the White House with the Clintons. It's fucking insane. And so this woman, and she's attractive. Her name is Lady Victoria Hervey. Is a lady just an add-on in Britain? Is that, or do you have to do something for that title?
Lady?
Yeah.
I think that's just a wife, because Dame is the equivalent to Knight.
Okay.
Like Dame Judi Dench, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't know if you had to earn the lady title.
I think ladies you're just fucking a royal.
Yeah. But she also confirmed in this documentary that there was a painting of Bill Clinton wearing the Monica Lewinsky dress in Epstein's house on the pedophile island. And she goes, so yeah, he was obviously super close to Jeffrey Epstein. He also said that Clinton was close to Ghislaine as well. Here's what I wondered during this whole trial, right? Because as we started seeing her tits out and everything else, how many people were there just to bone her?
It's a good question. Yeah.
You know? Because I'm sure at one point Clinton was like, you know what? I have yet to fuck her. and then just kind of dipped a toe in one night.
Yeah, he definitely did that, right?
Has to.
I mean,
because I assume she was getting boned by all these famous people too.
Yeah, whether certain people banged a minor or not, it would be a struggle for me to believe they didn't bang her or somebody, right?
Yeah,
because it wasn't always all minor women around.
No, there was older women, and like, you know, they posted a bunch of photos. I will say this for Andrew, like this woman who's accusing him, like
AJ Gamble says he definitely dipped a cigar in her ashtray.
Had to.
That's a good, right? Good way to say that.
A lot of these girls look older. This one girl who was saying she was there, she looks older at the time, but God, Prince Andrew was not shy about getting his fucking photo taken with
Yeah,
these
that's
people.
Pretty weird. Like that's actually either an argument in his favor or an argument against everybody.
Yeah.
That they were just so brazen about it. Or maybe he's just fucking stupid, right?
Man.
Like if you would think if somebody's doing something that out in the open and letting their photograph be taken. So it was a thing for a long time. I know a lot of you children don't remember this, that you could not get seen doing something,
mm-hmm.
right? Where the only cameras were actual cameras. That somebody had to pull out, take a fucking picture, and you could just walk over, take it from them, and they couldn't post on the internet immediately.
Yeah.
That was a thing. You could hide things back in the day. But he was in an age when that was kind of true for a while, but he was in the age when it transitioned as well. He didn't even take any precautions during the Polaroid era.
No.
What the fuck is he doing? Was he doing up until 3 years ago where he got dragged into all this shit?
I don't know. I mean, because I'm looking at these photos. These are high res.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are definitely some like a professional photographer. Because it is still possible to hide your shit, right? I know DiCaprio, after movies are over, he'll just take a yacht out into the dead of the ocean with like 100 models and prosties and really get fucking loose, right? And there's only been one picture taken of it. And it was the one with him and Jonah Hill. Did you see that one? Bob, pull up the photo of, type in DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, yacht. And I, whatever long lens this was on, or whoever got this photo, I was like, ah, shit, that's the shit that I heard about. But yeah, he'll keep shit private. So you're still able to do it. Prince Andrew just didn't fucking do it, man.
Didn't even try. It looks like.
No.
I mean, there are fucking like a couple of dozen pictures of him.
Yeah. Look at that. I mean, it looks like they were shooting Wolf of Wall Street. That's just DiCaprio's real life. It's fucking amazing, dude. Way to go, Leo. Way to go, my man. But Prince Andrew, you're the goddamn middle son of the queen. What are you doing taking all these photos all the time? That's extreme. Like, he's not at the level of fame of DiCaprio either.
Yeah, it seems like the middle kids aren't great in that family. Because the other one is being dragged around America by his dick right now.
But I like salacious docs like this on normal TV. We just don't do it enough here. You got to get it on like a, you know, some dirty app or something like that. But this was on real TV last night.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about this Facebook thing. Facebook is working on a mysterious, authentic robot eyeball that can track where humans are looking.
Well, they've been, not just them, but tech companies have been tracking eye movement from the front-facing cameras and phones for a while now. And it actually comes from, at least back in the day, the technology was developed by somebody that Stephen Hawking worked with, because that's how his fucking voice modulator thing worked.
Really?
Like, for a while, he still had use of part of his hand. So
okay.
He could, like, what he did was grouped phrases together. So a button, this button would be that whole phrase at a time, and this button would be that whole phrase at a time, shit like that. But it turned into tracking his eye movement on the fucking screen so he would know which words he wanted to say next.
How long do we have left on this earth? Reading this shit day after day now, it's like, how long do we have left?
I think our kids' generation will be the last to become adults.
How so? What? Like they're going to be babies forever?
No, man. I think we're all going to get wiped the fuck out by AI or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got this last generation. That's kind of it.
Yeah. Maybe our grandkids become adults, but I think that's it.
Okay. I'll be glad to check out after that.
Yeah, dude. People are like, oh, the fucking 200 years from now, the Earth won't exist. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here.
Fuck do I care?
No, I'm not going to be here.
Asshole.
I care about my kids.
Yeah.
And that's and if I'm old
maybe
enough.
Maybe one grandkid.
Yeah, exactly. If but I'm not, old enough to see that eventually one day, congratulations. Yeah. That'd be rad. But after that, I don't give a shit.
No.
It's like these people who do these Me in 23 or whatever the fuck it's called, and they want to know where their ancestors were over in Poland or whatever. And I'm like, why? They weren't fucking thinking about you. They don't give a shit about you.
Well, it's good for medicine stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, to know your actual genetics.
Okay.
But other than that, it's just interesting. I understand why you would look at your family history and shit like that, just because it's a curiosity. But how I can't bring myself to care about that far in the future either.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Dennis Miller did a bit on this, like in the early 2000s, where he's like, like, you care about your kids and you care about your grandkids, and maybe if you live old enough, you care about your great-grandkids, but after that, I don't really give a fuck.
No.
Like, why would you?
No.
How? I mean, how? Not even why would you, but how could you?
Yeah.
Like, how could you even imagine that? Like, oh, I can't wait until fucking whatever. You can't even, there's no image or name or anything in your head that's a reference point for giving a shit about that thing that doesn't exist yet.
No.
Shut the fuck up with that.
Yeah, stuff. I have no, and same with like other generations that existed before me.
Is this like us admitting we don't care about the Uyghurs or that dude? Me? Like, I don't care about my great grandkids. Is this going to get played back in like 30 years? Like, see, you piece of shit.
Probably. I was watching 1883 last night.
Yeah.
It's the, I guess they're calling it a prequel to.
Yeah.
Yellowstone. We were trying to figure out, because it was the first episode, you're trying to figure out who the characters are in relation to today's like Yellowstone shit. Right. And I looked at my wife and I said the same thing last night. I was like, yeah, you think John Denton and them, do you think they really fucking cared about these people back? They didn't fucking know.
No.
Nor was there like some big family history to it. Like, you're just trying to stay alive. On the first episode, homeboy had smallpox, and then they're like, look, get the fuck out of here. You have 3 days to live. I think the exact quote Sam Elliott said was, go lay down next to a river and die.
Yeah, well, he's a very pragmatic guy, I guess. That mustache brings a lot of pragmatism along with it.
Man, that's how I'm going to go out, by the way.
Lay in a river and die?
No. I mean, I need Sam Elliott vibe, like later on in life. Huge mustache like that, not giving a fuck about anything else, and that be like my trait.
Well, I don't know how I'm gonna progress then, because I can't get, can I get more of that?
Wait, what do you mean more? Like,
am I gonna be even angrier when I'm older? Where is this all going?
You need to get the gravelly voice, start smoking cigarettes or something. Like, you need to just get the
weed. Will do it eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to go that 1883. Let's get a fucking huge mustache. Grow the hair out, maybe cut it myself, you know?
With a rock.
Yeah, like a straight razor or something, where it's just like, all right, man, the ponytail's getting a little long. Mm. Now I'm just going to take a straight razor to it and grow it right back.
Yeah.
And tell everyone to kind of fuck off.
I mean, what are they going to do?
Nothing, but so, the problem is you need the kind of money to do it and get away with it and be like, all right, cool. And what's that total?
I don't know. I mean, Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino seems like he would have been on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off, so it can't be that much money.
But I don't want to live in a shitty neighborhood like that.
Define shitty. You mean surrounded by Asians?
Yeah, I don't want to be the only white man living in an all-Asian neighborhood. That means shit went south for me. You know?
Maybe. No, it means your property value is probably through the roof, to be honest.
That's probably what it means, yeah.
No, it doesn't. Look at the house in Gran Torino. It was a piece of shit.
But that's not real. That's a movie.
But you have to treat it as if it's real.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Statistically, you're through the roof.
Yeah.
Because the other part about it is, what's that dollar amount? I just had this conversation with a buddy of mine, and because is it a year when you retire, or is it a dollar amount that you're seeking?
For me, it's a dollar amount per year that I expect to spend.
Yes, same here.
Yeah. So,
but my buddy was like, "No, man, it's a lifestyle of I want to enjoy after like 59 years." He had an exact year, and it was 59 years old, and he goes, "I want to enjoy my life after that." And, you know, with the right amount of Social Security, whatever. But I was like, yeah, but what if you have to live in like a shittier house? And he was like, well, so be it. I just don't want to work anymore after that.
Yeah, I mean, if at some point I'll reach the age, I guess, where traveling all the time is not going to be a thing. This is post-career, right?
Sure.
So at that point, I would probably spend more of my money on a piece of real estate rather than spending it on on traveling. But I don't know if you're traveling a lot at that point. I guess it depends on what you want to do. If you just want to sit in some cabin in fucking Wyoming, that's cool.
Yeah, but I, so I'll look
which
at it.
Which I understand. I would like to do some of that, but not just only that.
Right. Because I look at it like, you know, prices for real estate are just going higher and higher and higher. And you're mm-hmm. like, God damn, dude, do you get in now for 30 years down the road?
Maybe. You never know how the fucking housing market's going to swing, to be honest. I mean, BlackRock's buying up more and more property, so.
It can't be good. It's not going to be.
No, ownership in America is over. That shit's done. Like, it's, we've seen the rate, I talked about on the show earlier, we've seen the rate of home ownership drop significantly. Now amongst millennials, I think it's like 38%, 36.5% or 38.5% or something like that actually own anything.
Yeah.
And that's how most people build wealth. So ownership is over. That shit's going away. Everything, it's going to be like fucking Ready Player One, living in fucking stacks and shit like that. Everybody's going to be living in high rise apartments and shit over the next like 20 years or so.
That's gross. Yeah. So that makes me think, all right, then you definitely want to secure the property before.
I would say the property, not necessarily have a building on it or anything, but definitely own land.
On the land from it, yeah. Yeah. Because mine's the beach, and I already know that, right? The price tags of it right now are just fucking through the roof. But yeah, it was strange because you start to have these conversations. You're like, oh, shit. And a lot of people are pushing these reverse mortgages and shit on old people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? I got down the rabbit hole with what that is. And essentially, you buy the house, you can take money out against it. But when you die, that house goes to the bank.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So if it's like, if you're a poor old person, but your kids are upper middle class, that's probably a good move. If you're not worried about having to leave something to your kids if they're already squared away,
right?
That's probably good. Like, there's a place for reverse mortgages that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it is kind of predatory.
Or if you just don't have kids.
If you don't have kids.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You may as well milk every fucking cent you can out of that fucking place.
Yeah, fucking rage, dude. Yeah. Like, what's the difference between giving it to a bank and giving it to the IRS or something?
Oh, yeah. And
like,
I would destroy that fucking place, too.
Yeah.
Just destroy it. It'd be rough. It would be a shock to whomever showed up after my death.
Yeah, because I was helping out my parents with a place, and that was the first thing they pitched when I was talking to the lender. He's like, oh, what about that reverse mortgage? And I was like, no, dude, that's fucked. Like, no, that's fucked up. Then what, you know? And he's like, well, you know, you're not going to get anything, obviously. And I was just like, well, what the fuck, bro? I'm just throwing money out the window then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah.
The first pitch, and I was that's what you guys are doing now. Holy shit, what's with the BlackRock thing? Because a bunch of people have been posting that more and more.
Well, they're involved in, so it's a financial company, and I think they have like $11 trillion in assets.
Okay.
$11 trillion with a T.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And they've been, so you should always pay, if you think there's like an artificial bubble, meaning that there's malfeasance on behalf of policymakers or people in the market, pay really fucking close attention to people who buy when prices go up, people who buy in bulk when prices go up. So the real estate market, as we know, the last 3 years or so has been fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And it's only gone up in every fucking way, commercial and residential property and just fucking blank property with no fucking buildings on it. Bill Gates has been buying up farmland all over the place, so he's a guy to keep an eye on. BlackRock has been buying up fucking neighborhoods and apartment complexes and all kinds of shit all over the country. All over the fucking country. So Bill Gates and BlackRock specifically are trying to pull a fast one right now. Right? If somebody they're taking advantage of this market right now, in a way that's going to pay off, not in money later, but in power later, right?
So what do you do to stop this is the question.
There's nothing you can do to stop that.
That's the craziest part, right?
Yeah. BT Bates is correct. Something like half of their assets are in China too. So all these Chinese real estate developers and people that are buying up property over here are definitely working with BlackRock and doing that. That's been going on since like 2005, maybe even earlier than that.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. So there's nothing to be done. I mean, China knows that it can't convince us to believe the way they do.
Right.
So they said, well, what we'll do is this, we'll just start a big fight over there. let these idiots fight each other while we buy up their property. And then as they get weaker, we grow stronger.
Yeah.
That's a very good strategy to have. And it's working very well for them.
It is. But more and more people are posting about it. And they're aware of it. I just don't know what you can do to stop it.
Well, it's the only thing you can ever do to stop anything. At some point, if you can't find a diplomatic solution to something, it comes down to two dudes with guns pointing them at each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's going to be.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
The weird thing about watching that 1883 was how much the nation has changed in 150 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Fucking A, dude. And everybody's such a pussy now. And you're watching that shit on 1883, and you're like, dude, people could die from, like, sneezing back then. And now, here we are asking to get fucking COVID tests to come on the show.
Yeah.
As a guest in our own studio. Now's the point where we get to the drinking bro of the week. Again, submit at, I know I say this probably every show, but submit at drinkingbros.com. Quick submission form, that's it, boom, and it comes into our email here. This one is from Madison. This is Madison from North Carolina. He's been a listener for 3 years. He's nominating Cody Miller. He says, I'm nominating Cody Miller. He's the one who hooked me up with this podcast. He's such a good, caring, and genuine person. Though our relationship ended recently, I wanted to wish him a happy 30th birthday. I love you, Cody, and I know I will love you for a long time. I'm sorry for everything that happened, but I hope you feel very loved and celebrated on your birthday. I don't know when these come in, but holy shit, dude. Mm. When you don't leave a last name like that, Madison is a lady.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
Oh. I was thinking,
what happened? Is anybody in the chat that knows Cody Miller or Madison? What happened in that relationship?
Yeah. We'll have to do a
Madison, hit us back up.
We'll have to do a documentary, I guess, on that.
Hit us back up and let us know what happened in this relationship. Now I want to know.
Mm.
I mean, she reached out and was wishing him a happy 30th birthday. I want to know. People are texting right now. Man, dude.
Yeah, that didn't sound like it went well.
No.
So.
And it said, look, Cody, it sounds like Madison wants you back. Okay.
I would say probably not.
She's saying he was very loved. It sounds like she was nice to him.
Maybe. I have no frame of reference for this. I need to understand what she did to this man. Right.
It's his 30th birthday.
But maybe it's not like, maybe something happened to him that has nothing to do with her. She's just saying, she's being empathetic. Like, hey, you've had a rough time lately. I just want to let you know you're loved. That's a whole different conversation than what you're framing it as. And I don't see any evidence to suggest that the way you're framing it is correct.
She's saying here, I'm sorry for everything that happened.
She didn't say, I'm sorry for everything I did.
It happened.
Yeah, but it didn't. That doesn't mean that she fucking did anything.
Who's your money on, the girl or the guy?
I think it's probably that she's an asshole. Yeah, but there's no reason to believe that. That's just my own fucking prejudice.
Yeah.
There's no data in that email that suggests she did something wrong to this man. And now,
though our relationship ended recently.
Oh, well, that's, wish him a happy 30th birthday. That is a piece of
I love you. So it sounds like Cody broke up with her.
Yeah. Or she left him. Which, I mean, if she's writing a letter to him after she left him, that's kind of a dick.
Through us.
Yeah.
To go to Cody.
Yeah.
Cody Miller, man. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we'll have him on the show and let him tell
us. And send in a picture of Madison. We need to see what she looks like.
Yeah.
Because then you can decide of whether or not you should have broken up or not.
Yeah.
Because at 30, I mean, we're really piecing this together CSI style right now. But at 30, that's when you really start to settle. Or you're thinking at least about settling down.
She for sure broke up with him.
I don't think so.
Franco J says it turns out Cody is the Penguin.
Which one?
It's a good question. Yeah, definitely not the one getting raped.
Yeah, was it the one who
the cucked Penguin?
Was it the one who got to end up with the lady or not?
Yeah.
Man, dude.
Kind of ending this episode how we started it.
Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah,
it's a full circle moment here today.
It's a cloaca.
But I hate when I don't know the answers. Yeah, go ahead.
Under the Rim basketball podcast next
Friday.
Oh, never mind.
Friday.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Giorgio, you're so high that you were 2 days off your entire schedule.
You should go get a fucking job at CNN.
To be fair, it was supposed to be today.
What happened?
We're moving to Friday.
Okay, you're moving to Friday.
We got some baby issues with Bob.
God fucking damn it with the kid.
Not a good day for the wife today.
Boy, Bob, you've got to put your foot down.
I know. Yeah.
This is getting to be a lot from you.
I know.
You're signing up for thing. What was the hair around the finger thing, Bob, that you were talking about?
A hair tourniquet.
No.
That's real.
That is a real thing. Completely, I would say probably one of the most rare things that happens on Earth. But
what's sadder?
It has happened.
The what Bob's becoming with the baby or me getting into combat sports at 30?
That's a real toss up here. How is it going, by the way? Let's hear an update. Are you still going every day?
I went today.
You went today.
He's looking good.
Giorgio said you're looking good. And
he got some knee sleeves, so now he's a little bit more protected, a little bit keeping all that power in.
Sure.
Doesn't like blow an ACL or anything, and I think he's ready for the next level.
Are you actually helping him? Because you said you weren't helping him the other day.
I didn't speak to him at all today, no.
No. Okay. He was rolling around with like a 10-year-old boy.
Oof. Really, Giorgio? Are you sober or high during that?
I'm really stoned right now, but my shoulder's been hurting me a little bit, and so I needed to grab someone who was smaller and
that you
knew
could
what
dominate.
They were doing.
I like how you're, instead of taking pain medication, you just assault a 10-year-old.
You know, he deserved it.
I'm the sure he did. Dressed. I'm sure. Well, that's weird. That's a weird thing to say about a 10-year-old, but yeah. I mean, I'm all about beating up kids.
He's Crenshawing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what we're calling that now.
Hey, whatever you do, don't question my faith, okay? Don't question my faith in Delco, all right?
Don't question my sport.
What's the eventual goal for this, though? What's your end goal?
He's fighting that fucking baby.
Yeah, I want a German suplex that child at 15.
I think we need to start making negative campaign attack ads between the baby. I'll do the voiceover for the baby.
Yeah. And start making some real, real attack ads here. And look, maybe for the Super Bowl, the Seltzer Party on the 13th of February, we'll put a mat down and test you.
That'll also just be a trailer for Softcore History, is me just making an attack ad on this baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
For sure, that's fine. We don't care. Repurpose the content.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Here's what we're going to do. Bob, Delco, each one of you are responsible for an attack ad. You write the fucking weird attacks against each other, and we'll fucking have Joel shoot it.
Yeah. Because somebody did Photoshop your... It was Delco choking out a baby.
Yeah.
And that floats around a lot. I've seen that meme posted
We need a GIF of an animated Delco just fucking dropping bows
on
some baby's forehead or some shit.
So what's going on today, Bob? We just solved a relationship problem on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on today?
Actually, we just made it more confusing.
Yeah.
No, we're going to get Madison and Cody Miller on and hash this out. I want to see this couple strive.
I hope they do too.
Yeah,
I hope they do too. Nothing. He's just, my wife works from home and he is not going down at all today. And she also got some like annoying work news. Work was like, hey, you know, those 4 weeks of unpaid leave that you took for, being a mom, like just a, like you took maternity leave, but that we didn't pay you for it.
Yeah.
Like we also forgot to charge you for health insurance. So you actually owe us $1,000.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That was an email she got in the middle of the day was crying and she couldn't get any work done.
Yeah.
So she's having a fun day.
She doesn't listen to the show either.
No.
So you can say all this. Well,
thankfully he works here and he's going to fix all those problems for her by commenting on basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. My wife checks in on this shit, so like I can't really, you know, I can't really go full bone.
Yeah, I'm free.
So,
yeah,
yeah. But for you guys, you're good to go. You're fine with it. But what's the end game for the wrestling thing? Why get into it? Is it just for health?
Yeah, it's just something different.
Okay,
change things up.
I didn't know if like you were worried about homeless people killing you on the streets or something like that.
No. I also want to get more flexible because I'm very compressed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I've been looking at the news, and I just saw that lady get stabbed in this furniture store I used to go to in L.A.
Mm.
Homeless dude just walked in, stabbed the shit out of this lady, killed her, and they just called him about an hour ago, I guess.
Better ban knives.
Fuck, dude. Right?
Yeah, I guess. What else are you gonna do?
What else are you gonna do?
Ban everything.
Everything. It was on La Brea too. I mean, it's getting bad out there.
Yeah.
Real bad. And it's nice to end the show on a dark note like that. on a murder. That's what we do here at Drinking Bros. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a review. Spotify, just boom, you just tap it. You don't even have to leave a review there. iTunes, you do. That's all the advertisers care about. That really helps the show, and we appreciate it. Go get a bro box. Go to drinkingbros.com/store and get yourself a bro box, dude, every month. New goodies from the Drinking Bros store. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.